Can you tell me about the kind of person that Grandma was?
She was a very sweet, loving, joyous person. Her joy was actually infectious. She always had this smile that was contagious. She always had a pep in her step. She had a very, very warm, loving soul. She was caring and sweet, but she was a native New Yorker, so she did have a tough side too. She was definitely full of spunk.
How did it make you feel when you found out that she had cancer?
Very first thought was, you know, I can't believe this. First my dad dies of cancer, and now my mom is diagnosed with it too. It just felt unfair to me, but even more so, it felt unfair to her because, of course, you don't think anybody deserves to get it, but she's such a sweet, loving, caring, helpful person, and it just didn't seem fair that life would hand her such a deadly, ugly, vicious disease after the type of life and the type of love that she had given.
What kind was it, and what kind of treatment did she receive for it?
It was diagnosed as adenocarcinoma of unknown origin, which means it was in her abdominal cavity, but they didn't know where it started from. So they were not actually able to properly diagnose it. And she received maybe 10 different chemos throughout the course of her illness and the time that she was fighting it. Never radiation did she receive, but like I said, she survived. She had many different chemotherapy treatments.
What effect did the chemotherapy have on her?
Again, since she went through so many, each one has a different side effect. Sometimes she would be on a drug and you wouldn't even know that she was even going through chemo. You know, when you think of chemo treatment, you think of somebody, hair is falling out, throwing up, skinny, but, you know, she looked great. She was very active. She was in great spirits. And then they changed the chemos, and when they changed the chemos, they would start throwing more aggressive drugs at the cancer because sometimes the tests would show the cancer markers were higher, and then sometimes they actually were inconclusive. So it was very frustrating on not knowing exactly what treatment to give her.
Who took care of her while she was at home on hospice care?
Well, first she came home to hospice. It was just me taking care of her. That's when you came and joined in, and then we moved in there and just left our apartment vacant for a while. Then I flew your Uncle Eric out there to take care of her. So between the three of us, actually, we took care of her the most, and the nurses would come by for vital signs and prescriptions, but it was just family taking care of her during her last days, and it was sweet because she always took care of us, whether, you know, we're living in her house, living down the street, or living across the country. She was always looking out for us and mothering us and loving us and caring for us. So to be able to return the favor was an amazing opportunity, and it was wonderful to be there for her when she needed us the most.
How are you handling it all?
You know, it's kind of unreal in the fact that I'm handling it way better than I thought I would. I thought that I would lose my mind. I thought that I would be in a deep state of depression, but again, as I said, she's such a loving person, full of joy. She showed me how to live and how to love, and she showed me the true meaning of joy. So I carry that with me every day, and I'm so thankful to have that inside of me that I feel like she lives on in me and in you, and in everything I do, I feel her with me. She's not physically with me anymore, but I still feel her heart with me, and I feel her love with me, and I feel her joy. And that will never die.